It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
We got Cody Howard.
Hello. My mission.
My good friend Cody, Mission Texarkana. And got you both in here so we could get a picture about this big dinner we got coming up tomorrow night.
Talk about that, Cody.
Well, Jeff Loving is moving on, leaving town. I don't know when. I think probably towards the beginning of the year. I think he sold his house already. So
yeah,
he's been, and so he's been a big part of our community. We all love Jeff. I love his food, and he's moving on. And so he's super charitable, this guy. Every year he does our Thanksgiving meal at the Mission Texarkana. Every year he provides this food that you can't even pronounce to the poorest among us.
That's right.
He gets in there and he makes this gigantic meal for the homeless, for the working poor, for all these folks, and he does it for free on his own dime. And so he's moving on out of town, and so as a goodbye party and his goodbye gift to us, he's going to do a charity dinner from 3 to 6 at the Collins house tomorrow night, and it's going to benefit Mission Texarkana.
From 6 to 9
6 to 9 what did I say?
3 to 6
Oh yeah, no. Don't show up at 3.
You can show up at 3.
You can help set up.
Yes, that's right.
But 6 to 9 at the Collins house. They're $50 a ticket, but it's to benefit Mission Texarkana and domestic violence.
And that's with the Santa store. You're familiar with how the Santa store operates.
I don't think so.
Tell Cody how to come closer and tell us how, because this is what domestic violence prevention will be getting out of this. So,
domestic violence prevention, we are doing our Santa store right now, and that's a time around the Christmas season where our clients can shop for free for their kids for the Christmas season. And it's not just about all the toys and stuff, which is a great thing, but, you know, it's empowering the women to be able to pick out their own toys for their kids, you know, and actually give us their kids' Christmas wish list.
So they're able to get exactly what.
There you go. Okay.
So it's pretty neat. So the funds that we're going to split this down the middle.
Yep.
It'll go to Mission Texarkana and Domestic Violence Prevention. If you haven't been to one of Jeff's parties.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he does. He makes really good food. He's kind of gotten a kick out of slipping peppers in on me.
He knows your weakness.
He knows I'm sensitive.
Yeah, sensitive.
Yeah, he provides his own entertainment.
That's right.
A lot of the time.
That's right. But he puts on a great, great spread, and it'll be all you can eat. Of course, wine pairings with certain things and drinks, everything included for that ticket. So look into that. Collins Home, details up at mypigradio.com.
Before we move on, I wanted to ask Cody, now that we've switched over with the weather, from we were too warm for a long time, unusually, and now all of a sudden it just went cold.
Right.
You need different things donated than what you would have needed back in the summer.
Right, and people can always feel free to donate. Monetary donations are super important at this time of the year because our needs change so quickly. We might have a stack of tarps back there for our homeless guys to wrap their sleeping bags in, because a tarp will keep you warmer if you wrap your sleeping bag in it.
Keep dry, at least.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, and dry. We might need, you know, have tarps but need blankets or gloves or hats or... You know, there's no telling, you know, what we need. And so monetary donations are super important at this time of the year. That's why this benefit is going to be so important to us. But yeah, our needs have completely changed. And then we used, in this last cold snap, much of what we had stored up for it, because we prepare. We don't wait until it gets cold, you know.
Yeah.
And we help people out with survival items, but over the last few weeks, those things have dwindled. They go
cans
quickly.
Of Sterno, sleeping bags.
Plus, it got cold earlier than what it usually does. We usually don't get down to 19 in November.
Right, and I go out to the camps, and we go out to the homeless. We don't wait for them to come in, and we make sure that they have what they need. So we use a lot of that stuff. We need to replenish it.
Fantastic. It's easy to do that. Bring it to the Mission, 620
sure.
West 4th Street,
yep.
and drop that off. Or always reach out to Cody on Facebook or call Mission Texarkana and find out about special needs. Tell us about the best blend of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
By far.
No, it's definitely the strongest.
It's not the best.
Okay. He said it was the strongest.
I'm not going to say it's the best roast because these,
they've got several down there.
This is a blend of those roasts from Mission Texarkana. But while you're in here, we want to remind folks about the two old men, a dog.
Yeah, the two old men and the dog is. I've got these special guys that come in and they ask for the two old men and the
special
dog.
Special guy.
Yeah.
Miss Joyce up front's been calling it the burnt, man.
The burnt.
Oh, okay.
Visiting with Cody Howard, Mission Texarkana, and then Miss Trinity Gardner with Domestic Violence Prevention, and JW wants to play a game. Cody,
let's play a game.
Every time Cody comes in, we don't.
You never have one.
You never let me play one.
Yeah, finally.
That's because you're freaky smart, man. We don't. You make us look dumb.
Unfortunately, we already played the best one earlier this week. That's Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, and we flunked that.
Okay.
But this will be good.
Headline truth. Y'all don't look over my shoulder now. I got to have.
He's got the old man font, so it's real big. You can actually spell the answer.
Don't tease me because, see, we've got one pair of readers up in here, so JW and I share them. So if he's using his readers, I gotta make the font bigger. All right, so headline truth or trash. I mean, some of these are made up. They might be real headlines.
And some of them are actually headlines.
So you got to decide, is it truth or trash? Turkeys make you gain weight. That's the headline. Turkeys make you gain weight. Truth or trash?
Like eating the turkey?
Turkeys make you gain weight.
I would say truth.
Sounds true.
Any calorie intake is going to make you gain weight, right?
Yeah, true.
That's false.
Wait.
It's trash. Yeah. Yeah. We started off.
Does it have an explanation?
It was a study done by the Turkeys Union.
Okay.
It turns to helium after you eat it.
They just want you to buy more turkeys.
All right, impeachment, headline truth or trash? Here's the headline. Impeachment vacations, the latest trend.
Impeachment vacations.
I would say truth.
I'm just going to say false.
It is false.
Yes.
Impeachment vacation.
Well, that sounds like something somebody would do.
I know people that would love that.
Only the ones that are testifying. All right, so here's the headline. 9-year-old kid graduates from college.
Gotta be true.
Yeah, true.
Gotta be true.
Thanks to young Sheldon, it is true.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
It is. That's true.
You got one right, Cody.
Yeah.
Laurent Simons of Amsterdam, he got a bachelor degree in electrical engineering.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Here's the headline. Japanese hotel offers room for $1 per night.
I would say false. Trash.
True.
It's true. That's right.
Trinity's running away with this.
Here's the thing. $1 a night, but you have to let the hotel live stream your whole stay on their YouTube channel.
Oh.
Oh.
No,
the Japanese, man. I'm just gonna tell you.
Oh, God.
Seen their game shows on TV.
Yes.
You can only imagine. Yeah. All right, here's another headline: massage parlor employee quits for having to give actual massage.
True.
I'm gonna go trash, just because you said true.
Okay.
It's trash.
Yeah.
All right.
He's got this thing figured out.
New startup to make vodka out of air.
True.
True.
Going with them.
It is true. How do you make vodka out of air? Isn't that a potato?
I've read that somewhere.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, air company captures carbon dioxide from the air, uses solar power, and they make vodka. They're drinking vodka.
Nice.
Is what's going on. All right. Swatting fruit flies said to cause bad luck.
Said to cause bad luck?
Yep.
I would say trash.
Trash.
No, now you have to say true.
True.
It's trash.
Okay.
All right. One more. One more headline. America's biggest milk producer files for bankruptcy.
Trash.
True.
I finally got one.
True, is it?
At the end.
Got milk? Dean Foods filed for bankruptcy, blaming decades-long decline in milk sales. So.
Really? Well, I think Trinity won this thing with Cody.
I'm second.
Close second.
Yep.
And I was distant third.
Yeah, you don't even count.
Yeah.
So thank y'all for coming by. Again, we want to remind everybody, big dinner tomorrow night at the Collins home, 6 to 9. You can get tickets on Eventbrite. The links are up on Facebook pages and the event groups, Jeff Loving's page, mypigradio.com. Maybe at the door. I need to check on that, and we'll find out and make sure you know.
But even if you can't do that, these are two of our favorite, obviously, causes.
Well, I see. I see the work being done.
Right.
And so domestic violence prevention with the Santa store, Mission Texarkana feeding.
Right.
Feeding our hungry.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're homeless, if you're just hungry. Right. You know, we're going to take care of you at that place. Same thing with domestic violence, looking after these kids that way. So for the monetary donations, we'll make sure to have the blog post up at mypigradio.com, Facebook, on all those groups. Thank y'all for coming up here.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
You'll come back again, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
because we're going to do like some special coffee stuff here pretty soon.
Okay, I'm ready.
I was going to say, he'll come back and dog you coffee.
That's right.
He
know.
It's really good coffee.
I understand.
It's just, you know, you got to be a strong man to...
Oh, man.
Or woman.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Oh, Lord. Now I've done it.
Anna.
Hey, so Cody with Mission Texarkana, Subbies is putting something together. Tell us about what you got going on with Subbies.
Subbies
Deli.
They
moved to that new location now that used to be Italian Cafe.
For the older ones in our community, it's the place behind Blockbuster.
Yeah.
For the younger ones, it's the shop behind Fuzzy's.
Yeah,
I got you.
So that's where Subbies is. But so they're starting a deal where they're giving half price sandwiches if you bring in a coat. So
okay.
Yeah, so a clean coat that you would, you know, wear yourself. We always make that the standard.
Well, they call it gently used or what, something like that.
Right. Sometimes people bring us items that they wouldn't wear themselves, and that's not what we want.
Right.
You know, that doesn't bring dignity to our neighbors. So
let's think about this a little bit. A lot of these folks, I mean, you know, it's not people. I think a lot of people misconstrue homeless food like addictions or this or that. And sometimes it's just that struggle. It's that stumble. You lost a job. We're living paycheck to paycheck. One bad diagnosis, whatever the case may be. But you're trying to get back to work. And think about this. If I bring you some rundown coat with holes in it and you wear that to a job interview, how's that?
Right.
I look at the bigger picture on things.
Right.
Like
you want to assume they're going to a job interview or they want to look presentable, you know, in our community with this coat. So if you bring in a coat to Subbies Deli, they'll give you half off your sandwich.
What's your favorite sandwich over there?
The Reuben. So far, now you guys can prove me wrong, but the Reuben
we eat at Subbies
is
a lot.
The best. Yeah. One,
yeah,
the best. I've
have you had
town.
The Manhattan sandwich?
No.
Try the Manhattan.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Well, now I'm going to have to try the Reuben.
Yeah.
Oh, they said that.
So half price sandwiches in Subbies. They're going to be doing this for how long?
From December 1st until the end of the year.
So starting December 1st, end of the year, donate a gently used coat. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to be brand new, although there are some really good deals going on at Old Navy the other day. I meant to bring that
really?
Up.
Okay.
I should swing by there.
Yeah, they're friends of ours.
When we get
they
done.
They donate
here.
To us sometimes.
Good, good.
Yeah.
My Nanook of the North coat that you make fun of?
Uh-huh.
I got that at Old Navy for $10.
Well, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
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 It's a huge coat.
Yeah.
It is. It looks like a Michelin man walking. I got turned sideways to come in. Yeah. Or bring a gently used coat to Mission Texarkana.
Yeah, you can bring it straight to us if you would like.
Find out a little bit more about that.
You can get that deal if you go.
Yeah, and you know, Keith is not going to be like real picky about this, he told me. If you come in with your family and everybody in your family wants to grab an old coat that they don't want to wear anymore, that they would like to donate, your whole family can come in and everybody can get their sandwich half price.
Keith is good people.
Yeah, they've
done a lot too. Subby's been here for a long time. I love their French dip, but I've gotten on this Manhattan sandwich now. And it's good, but but head up to Subbies. That's a great deal. Cody, thank you for coming in and talking with us. I know how busy you are down there and breakfast getting underway down there right now. So Miss Elena's probably
pulling her hair out going, where's Cody?
She's looking for me.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm around back.
Right.
Text her. I'm waving at you right now.
Don't you see me?
She loves it when you do that.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, he was talking about the behind, what is it now? The Fuzzy Tacos?
Yes.
And then before that was Blockbusters. And if you want to reach
boiler.
The really old folks like Jeff, no, you say behind where the charcoal broiler used to be.
Do you remember that?
No.
And everybody would go,
Cody's
the really old people.
Young man.
Yeah, the really old people would be going, I know exactly where you're talking about.
Oh, charcoal broiler was great with the yellow gravy.
Oh, yeah, the chicken fried steak. Mm-hmm.
Okay. He looked at me like,
yellow gravy.
Yeah, well, I saw you post something on Facebook about a chicken fried steak. I haven't seen one yet that touched the charcoal broiler.
I agree. Yep. Okay. I agree.
Behind the Stockyards. That was another good one. They had Stockyards had a good, and they
no
was
way,
fresh.
But how old are you?
Run by the old Texarkana Stockyards out there. You'll see.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
It's the ruins, the ruins of Texarkana back there. All right, Cody, thanks for coming in, man. And you'll come back.
Appreciate it. Yep.
You'll let us know what's going on through the season.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and a Morning Show and sometimes a dog, Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Join us next time for another exciting podcast from Two Old Men, a Morning Show, and sometimes a dog.